DMX, Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was an announcement yesterday from families and the few survivors, but mostly the families of the victims of 9/11, demanding that Joe Biden release some classified documents about that attack, that murderous attack on the World Trade Center, or don't bother showing up at the memorial for it coming up on 9/11. Now, let me unpack that because this is an important issue. There was an investigation after 9/11, and there was considerable evidence of involvement by the Saudi Arabian government in permitting this and facilitating it. And there was a law that was put into effect that prohibited lawsuits against foreign governments. So when people sued, they got dismissed. They couldn't get damages. There were 19 hijackers. 15 of them were Saudi Arabian, 15 of them. Two were from the United Arab Emirates, one from Lebanon, a Muslim from Lebanon, and one from Egypt. But 15 of them were Saudis. The ambassador to the United States from Saudi Arabia, Prince Bandar bin Sultan, had the phone number of one of these characters, one of these hijackers, in his pocket when it occurred. There were a lot of extended family of the royal family over there who were also related to Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden was, till he was killed, the equivalent of an aristocrat, a high-ranking guy over in Saudi Arabia as well, even though he fought the Saudi government. And people have wanted to take the deposition of Prince Bandar bin Sultan for a long time. There is a report, it's more than 20 pages long, that's labeled top secret, has never been revealed, and no president's revealed it. The survivors asked George W. Bush to publish it. No. Obama, no. Trump, no. And now Biden, no. And the reason is this. Most people are convinced, I'm convinced, that it does show involvement by the Saudi Arabian government. But right now, Saudi Arabia so desperately needs us to fight Iran and to do our bidding militarily. We have military there, we fly planes out of there. And when we need something, we tell them. For instance, when some of the other Arab countries entered into the Abraham Accords, other Muslim countries with Israel, told Saudi Arabia, we want Israeli planes to be able to fly through Saudi airspace to go to the United Arab Emirates. They complied. They've been very compliant. So the question is, and they buy a lot of weapons from us. They're being attacked by Iran, which also attacks the United States. And in Yemen, the rebels are shelling, they're firing rockets into Saudi Arabia, and we are helping them prevent that. So the question is, for all of these administrations, George W. Bush, Obama, Trump, and Biden, do you publish a top secret document that says that the Saudi government was involved? And what are the consequences of that? Now, there should be a number of consequences. I think it should be published. The sad thing is, if it shows involvement and knowledge by the king of Saudi Arabia, that would be a very, very difficult foreign policy moment. If it's simply people throughout the government, they should be arrested. No statute of limitations for murder, none whatsoever. Arrested, prescribed from coming in the country, put out a warrant for them the minute they go to a friendly country. Make it clear that we are not going to put up with this. But, you know, in the short run, there's a lot else we can do. One of them is, why would we give visas to anybody from Saudi Arabia right now? If you read the account of it, Google 9/11 hijacking and read Wikipedia. And these people, a lot of them, we knew, CIA knew that they were a real problem. They got in anyway. They used false documents. in some cases to get visas. People come in as students, all that kind of thing. They came in as students in a flight school, for Pete's sake. I think that we have got to change our immigration policy with jihadist cultures, and I think it's got to be, there's a presumption that nobody gets a visa. It gets submitted to the CIA and the FBI, and if we think it's in the national interest to let them in and they're legit, fine, give it to them. But this business of just handing them out, and that pretty well stopped once Obama came in, but up until then, it had not been the case, and they snuck in. So there you have it. Biden has a tough decision. This is the first time they've said they don't want the president coming there. They didn't say it to George W. Bush. They didn't say it to Obama. They didn't say it to Trump. They're saying it to Biden. I think Biden probably is not going to declassify some of it. But there's one key piece of final good news on it. The Congress finally passed a law lifting the protection for Saudi Arabia from suit. Suit was filed, and a judge back just at the end of last year said that Prince Bandar bin Sultan has to give a deposition. So we're going to start to get to the bottom of it. Obviously, Biden has got to be at those memorials. If they don't want him at the memorial, you don't want victims, families protesting. Then maybe you have it at the White House. But he does what's in the interest of the United States. In the long run, that is revealing what's in those secret documents. In the short run, it's frankly, Saudi Arabia's culture is a pathology. Jihad is a pathology. That it has is a cultural imperative to forcibly convert or exterminate the host population. We've got to understand that. And a lot of people don't understand that. Okay, we're just quick going to go to one other thing. Very, very good development. Dr. Tony Fauci said that he believes that in early September, a couple of things will happen, that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, will set out the protocols for booster shots for the coronavirus vaccine. With some of these very, very toxic strains like the Delta and now the Lambda, they're not certain how long our protections are, those of us who are vaccinated. It's at least 6 months, it may be a year, but it may be time this fall, and it will be time this fall, and they're going to set up the batting order to get boosters. And those boosters are in development. And the batting order are going to be people with immunodeficiencies, people on chemo, that kind of thing, then senior citizens who are weaker and blah, 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 down the line. The second piece of good news from Dr. Fauci is that he believes that by September, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is going to give final clearance to at least the Pfizer vaccine. Right now, you know, it's emergency clearance. If you need it, go ahead and take it. But a lot of people are using that as an excuse not to get the vaccine. And it's a stupid excuse. I'll tell you why. Hundreds of millions of people have had it, and it's been fine. Fewer side effects than a lot of common medications. So get off it, guys. Get out there and get vaccinated right now. But for those of you who are scrupulous and you're hiding in a cave somewhere and you're going, oh, well, I want to see final approval technically, blah, blah, blah. Well, you're going to get it this fall, according to Tony Fauci. So good news, there will be a booster, there'll be a batting order, and when you get up to bat to get it, I'm going to get it as soon as it's available to me. And number two, for those of people who are obsessed about this, they're obsessive compulsive, okay, guys, it's going to be final authorization. There already is, in my view, hundreds of millions of people have already gotten it. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.